everybody. We are so excited for our final episode of the year, our Christmas episode, and our show is entitled Thinking
Outside the Box.
All right, and I've got a very fun guest that's been on different shows with me before, Zach Clark. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Zach.
You bet. Thanks, Jill. I've worked for Pot Valley Companies for 23 years and 50 weeks. I celebrate my 24-year anniversary in just a couple of weeks. And so I just noticed that coming up here. But I've worked in a variety of different roles. I've worked as a teller, a personal banker. I've worked in data operations. I've worked as a lender. I've worked in branch management. And in my current role as the president of the Nebraska Bank and co-chief operating officer of our holding company, I get to be involved with a lot of different things as our company has grown and expanded over the years.
I love that. And I love that. And tell us a little bit about what your first job was.
You bet. Yeah. So first job is a long time ago, was as the shredder. So in a dark room in the back, there was a shredding machine that we would shred old documents and old checks when there was a lot more checks running around. So I had to run that and make sure I didn't get sucked into the machine and chopped into a bunch of little pieces. So.
Yeah. Well, you've come a long way since the shred.
So I got all my fingers.
Yeah. Got all your fingers. And I just love that. It is inspiring, though, to think you start somewhere and just how well you grow. And it's really awesome.
Yeah. It's been a journey for sure.
That's great. And one other thing that's fun about Zach is he likes to dress in costumes, right? Yes.
Every once in a while, especially when I was younger.
Especially when you're younger. Well, I feel like there's some really recent costumes that you've dressed in, actually.
Yes.
So we're going to put them up on the screen. So if you're watching this, you can watch this. If you're listening to podcasts, just please click on the link that we'll have attached to the email. Let's just talk about three looks that are coming to my mind. One was, he was Richard Simmons, and I was Richard Simmons' sister. Do you remember why we did that?
I don't.
Oh.
I don't remember that.
It was conversion day.
Oh, that's
we were
right.
trying to bring, you know, have fun time, give conversion team a little entertainment. So
yes.
We did an exercise routine for the team.
Yep. Rest in peace, Richard. But we did enjoy that. And I think obviously we got it done.
Yeah.
Because here we are still moving.
And then you had a nice cheetah episode where you're cheetah head to toe for our last show.
Yes.
Series.
Yes, there were some animal prints involved in that. We did not actually use any baby cheetahs in the making of those costumes,
right.
But definitely enjoyed being a part of that and hoping to bring a little fun to different company events.
That's great. And one that Hod always tends to bring up is your famous appearance as someone famous, Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
Was that at the Christmas party?
I was at the Christmas party. That was for our 10th anniversary Christmas party. So that would have been in 2006. yes, keep in mind that I was in my 20s and I did some things that I regret in that time frame. But I always like to think Pot Valley Companies was trendsetters and we were cross-dressing before cross-dressing was cool at the 10th anniversary Christmas party. So I had a lot of fun that year and had a very awkward moment with Hot. Yes.
And luckily, we have a picture. That's the best part.
Great. Fortunately, there were no cell phones back then, so I don't think there's any video, but there are pictures.
And then today, we decided to tone it down a little bit, but we are wearing our ugly Christmas sweaters.
Yes.
So let's just have a peek. What's your Christmas sweater?
It's hard to call it ugly because it's a Star Wars sweater, but yes, it's a Darth Vader sweater. Yes.
That's cool. I like it.
Yeah. And you?
Well, mine is reindeer ring toss. Here's the rings. I won't make anyone throw rings at me. When I do wear it places, especially my sister purposely misses and hits me in the face, but, you know, it's a fun sweater to wear.
Right.
So, okay, we're going to get serious, but first we have this beautiful drink in front of us.
Okay.
So first we're going to taste it. This is just a cranberry Christmas punch.
Mm-hmm.
So cheers.
Cheers.
And you can give me your real feelings on it.
That's good. What are the little floaties in there?
Well, it's supposed to be mint. I couldn't find mint at the store, so now it's rosemary.
Okay.
So hope you're not allergic or anything.
Start swelling up. Yeah, right.
Most people are. So what's in the drink? It's really simple to make. I froze real cranberries so they could be the ice cubes so we didn't dilute the drink. And then I have bubbler. I have a lemon lime bubbler. So it's sparkling water, essentially. And then I bought a cranberry pomegranate juice. So that's our juice in there. and then a can of frozen limeade. And then we just garnished it nicely with lime and the rosemary, but technically it asked for mint. But a lot of Christmas recipes have rosemary now. So, okay, we'll enjoy the drink and we will rate it at the end.
Okay.
Okay, now we're getting serious here. Let's talk about serious topics.
Okay.
Kind of serious.
Okay.
So all the questions here are actually from associates that sent in questions. Okay. They're dying to know your answers.
All right.
Okay.
I'm ready.
So the first one, and this one actually was, I like this question for sure. If you could work any position in the bank for one day, Zach, only one day.
Yep.
What would that position be and why?
I know exactly what it would be. It's a job that I used to have as a commercial lender. And I enjoyed very much working with customers to solve problems or to finance a need in their business or to help them achieve their goals. And one thing I liked about the job is that you could have a small mom and pop shop operator come in that had two pieces of equipment. They'd walk out the door, and then the next person came in, had 50 employees, and they were a large business. Yeah. So I really enjoyed working with commercial lending customers.
That's great. And good relationship building.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Okay, now this, several people asked this question, so we got to do this one. What is your favorite thing about Platte Valley Companies?
So there's lots, but if I had to pick one, it would be that I think we work for a company that we can still have fun, but we still get the work done. And I think most of us have worked somewhere where it was just kind of a day-to-day, ho-hum, you know, we're just getting the work done. But I really enjoy working for a place where we can joke around, have some fun, but still get the work done and take care of our customers.
Yeah. I agree with that completely. So, okay, now here's our most serious question of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have three bank charters, Zach?
Great question. I actually love this question. And I actually have a list of, I didn't bring it with me, but okay. I think last time I looked, I was up to 15 different reasons. I'll just give you a couple.
Okay.
And they're all mission related. First one is that local decision-making really helps to deliver an exceptional customer experience that might be different in different places when you think about the geographic area that we serve in Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska. You think about an enriching work environment for our associates. I think having those three charters helps us to attract and retain talent that we might not have access to otherwise. And shout out to Wade Gephardt in Colorado, who would be a great example of that in work for organization. And I think our three charter business models really allowed him to create something very special there in Mountain Valley Bank. And then the third one is I really think our three charter system is a part of the secret sauce that's made our organization successful over the last 28 years. When you think about our different boards that we have and our different community engagement, it's just really important to be able to deliver that a little differently in our three charter system.
Yeah, that's a great answer. That makes sense. And you've got like 13 more, no, 12 more.
12 more.
At least
yep.
that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, stay tuned. More answers to that. Okay, so what do you think can help PBC grow even more for 2030 and beyond? What's your opinion?
Taking care of individual customers and providing them with an exceptional customer experience. You know, we talk a lot about growth. We talk a lot about our 22 locations and 17 communities for the banking part of our business. But it's about taking care of each individual customer, providing that exceptional customer experience so they can feel the difference between here and other organizations.
And I think we do.
Oh, I think so too.
I see that across the board. So that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now here we're on to, well, we got through that pretty quick. All right. Okay. Who is your favorite Star Wars character and why?
How much time do we have?
Are you going to do an imitation?
No. Okay. So are we talking movies, TV shows, or books?
Oh, boy. Go for it. Whatever you want to tell me. I think, how are we doing on time? Just give me the hands here. How are we?
I'm just teasing. All of it. I'm just...
Plus a little, tell one from each one.
How about that?
Honestly, you have three
different. I couldn't do that. There's really only one, and that's Yoda. Yoda, I think, very small in size, a little compact package there, but was very knowledgeable. And I think, relating it to our place of business, lived a very mission, vision, value-centric life. Not of Platte Valley Company's mission, vision, values, but of the Jedi Order. And so I think he's a great character from Star Wars.
Yeah. Great advice always, right?
Yeah, I agree. Good advice.
Can you do his voice?
I cannot. Maybe if I had about five of these, I would do it.
Well, and while we're talking about the drink, so this right now is a mocktail. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to make it a cocktail, so this is the options: white rum, champagne, or vodka. So,
wow.
Okay, so what would you put in there if you were making it a cocktail?
Oh, I'd be in the vodka camp all day long.
All day long?
Well, no, maybe not all day long, but for a portion of the day. Yeah.
Okay, for a portion of the day. Okay, perfect. Okay, time to rate that drink, Zach. Okay, so what is the least good? 5 is like fantastic, 3 is in the middle. Where are you putting it?
I'm going to go with a 5.
Awesome.
Yep, because I'm a big fan of cranberries and citrus drinks. That's good.
Yeah, that's great. I'm rating that too. I think I'll actually make this for the holidays. I'm into it. I like it.
You bet.
Okay, you want to see who the special guest is?
I do.
The best part, he fits in a little tiny bag.
Okay.
Any guesses?
No.
Okay, hold up. Now, technically, I shouldn't be touching him, but we're going to make an exception. Snoop Dogg. The original dog came today.
I like that. Thank you. That's a very special guest. It's nice to see you.
Snoop on a stoop.
Yeah, I like it. Great.
Okay. Well, thanks again for watching, everyone. Thanks for Zach for being on the show.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Jill.
Great job.
Thanks for having
me. Thank you. Thanks for watching all year long. We appreciate it. Please fill out the survey. We'd love to hear what you want to see for 2025. Keep watching for us. Thank you. Thanks, Zach.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.